Candy Button is depressed. It is a sad, sad, lonely button. Will it ever recover?
I feel like I've forgotten something. I got the infographic. I got the script.
Did you come up with a support?
I did.
Nice.
Yep.
Is it pantyhose?
Nope.
How about garter belts? Those are nice.
I will, if I haven't already done those, I will work them in, but I feel like I did.
I don't know.
I feel like it was a combo, suspenders and garter belts.
Oh, I remember that. That sounds very familiar. I still didn't come up with a character that I want in the game, so...
Were you supposed to do that for this week?
I said, get back to me later, which I could have just not said anything, and I doubt anyone would remember, but...
Nope, these people are like ravenous beasts. They remember everything. I'm not sure why ravenous beasts remember things, but...
No, but, but it was funny.
Disk space remains for recording 156 hours and 9 minutes. That's a lot of hours.
Yeah.
You want to unlock your room?
Oh, I suppose I could. Save changes.
Boom, boom, shake the room. Wow, look at the anticipation. No one's paying any attention to the live channel.
It's so early. It's like 2 minutes early, dude.
Oh, don't say anything. Let them figure it out on their own.
It's worth too late. They already see that he's typing. They're ready.
That's true. I did start typing. There. I stopped typing. You're just going to sit here all night until somebody joins?
That's right.
Okay.
Samurai will at least show up at some point.
That's very likely.
See?
Boom.
Called it.
I told Ray not to make any announcement, and we would just see who, if anyone noticed, to jump in. And I just got done saying, Samurai will join if nobody else does. Then you appeared. It was good times. Ian, I have a question.
What up?
What shield rank are you?
Oh.
Because I'm stunned by the fact that Ray's brother has played this game for like a week and 7 days, and he is higher shield rank than Ray.
Right. I will look.
Who is infinitely higher in shield rank than I am.
Right. You both got to be considerably higher than I have.
Infinitely higher. That apparently 8 turned on its side is infinity.
It is, turns out.
I believe I'm 8 ranks higher than you.
Should I say wait till late until your steam starts percolating?
Oh, yeah. There's no way I'll know off the top of my head. That's craziness.
All right.
Yeah, and there's still no way you can tell what shield rank your alliance members are. I just really wish you could do that. I wish you could see.
Did you guys notice that in the graphic for the two previous crashes, there seems to be what might be just an arbitrary assignment of new cover and old cover for the characters? Like, Craig and I got the old Invisible Woman cover in the graphic, and Ray got the new Invisible Woman cover in the graphic.
Yeah, but fantastic. Ray and I got the new one, and you got the old one.
Right.
I don't know. That samurai, he crazy.
I like it.
He cray cray.
Man, that I like less.
Did Bubbles even have a crash? I don't even have her on here.
Oh.
When that happened?
She definitely had a crash. We talked about it. And Samurai said that if your character changed, he copied the new image.
Oh.
So okay. Apparently your characters didn't change.
Unsurprising?
Seems like work.
I'm going to have Cleveland in my head all night now, though. No.
My name is Cleveland Brown, and I'm here to say, back in my hometown, Eve and a bear. I miss that talking bear. He should show up on Family Guy more often. All right, we're going to get started. It is 9:02 in the p.m.
Sleep. Yeah, sure.
Fire it up.
Let's have a moment of silence for poor Tintin. True Believers, welcome to the 176th installment of the P-Dub-3s. I'm the Woolly One, you can call me Craig. We got KS72, Sneaky B-15, they're Ray, they're Ian. They should say hello now.
Hello.
Hello now.
Alright. Do you ever play that game? I don't know, maybe Ray plays this game. Every time I'm on a conference call, and it's, after the tone, state your name, I always just say your name and hit pound. Because I hate the fact that every conferencing system asks you that, but it never actually plays when you join the room your name. So invariably, the very first thing the person running the meeting says is, hello, who joined? So I'm not saying my name twice in a row. So
taking a stand.
So the first time,
ain't nobody got time for that.
The first time they're getting your name. Anyway, this is the week of January 16th and the 23rd of the 2019s. Look at it go. This year's flying away already. Your Deadpool dailies. Wednesday, Blue Beast. Thursday, Purple Bullseye. Friday, Yellow Cap. Saturday, Red Sentry. Sunday, Black Punisher. Monday, Black Blade. Tuesday, Green Wolverine. And Wednesday is a Red Torch. In the 5-day 4-star crew!
The balloon.
Oh, the Titans. Apparently the one I forgot about with Bubbles was, what, the 8th? Did we cover that one? Are we all good there?
Yeah.
Everybody won that one?
Correct. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Then the 13th, moving on. We had the Black Fantastic and his newly reworked powers.
Yeah, he was interesting.
How'd that go for you?
For me, it went fairly well. I ended up firing off his blue during a time that I really shouldn't have, and I didn't get hardly anything for it. But he did fine. It was fine. Everything was fine. It was a bunch of stunning.
I think I had to play it 3 times before I won.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I think I stunned him like 5 or 6 times and just beat him down.
Mine was a total success. I was just laughing at the at the way that Ray described it. I don't know why. You sounded like you just like suffered like spousal abuse or something. It's fine. Everything's fine. It was fine. Fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It was fine. I fought him 1 time and I beat him. I don't know why it went so well. Must be my 5 in Imaginat.
Stupid Imaginat.
It was awesome. It was not nearly as bizarre and unpredictable as I thought. I was like, all right, so I'm either throwing out like strike tiles or attack tiles most of the time.
However, when you paired the Fantastic back up with Medusa and Carnage, boy, he can lay down a lot of damage fast.
Yeah,
Look at all those special tiles. Whack! so that was fun. I used him for that. I had to hurry up and try to get to my 4,000 points before the season ended so I could get that 10-pack. So I played a lot of PvP over the weekend.
Yeah, I did not do that. I did not get the 4,000. Whenever you do the simulator early and then get beat back down to like 1,200 points, so you lose like 800, I have no will to like get those points back to make the 4,000. It's just not worth it.
I like that 10-pack.
I understand.
Number next on the 18th is Nightcrawler versus, I don't know, some guy.
Yep.
And then coming up after that should be Carnage on the 23rd.
Your predictions have gone real well lately, so it's definitely going to be Carnage.
Or probably someone completely different.
That is a true story.
All right. Storyland, Thick as Thieves is wrapping up. That gets you 3 hot guys, a domino, 30 CP, top 50 folks get Creepy Bobby, and 51 to 400 get Hulk. Starting tomorrow, however, more importantly, Galactus Hungus. So, Alliance folks, show up, fight Galactus. Ian, that means you.
Yeah, I will do my best to solidify my place amongst the bottom 15.
All right.
But, you know, like we had discussed, there's a fair chance that we'll be snowed in this weekend, so I'll have more time for Puzzle Quest.
Yay?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I won't dedicate that extra time to Puzzle Quest. I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean to lie to you guys for no reason.
As long as, you know, as long as the Galactus gets hit, that's cool. Yep.
I will. I will play.
It'll be too busy watching all the reruns of Titan games.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
But I'll definitely put in a full, you know, however many unlocks and reopens it takes to go cycle through. As long as it's not one of those characters that I don't have like last time when you need it. Sorry. There was a graphic that showed up on my internet and it made me giggle. But last time I didn't have a Dazzler and she was required.
Well, that was your first mistake for not having a Dazzler.
I have one now.
Does what he can, man.
Yeah.
You should always keep a Dazzler in your back pocket.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, I'll try an appropriate amount.
All right. PvP land. It is, the lull between the seasons. So that's nice. You got Earth's Mightiest or Mightiette, apparently, as I spell it. Going down, that'll get you a Battery Man, a good-looking Bobby, Mockingbird. 15 CP, top focus is Moon Knight, and then it is Torch. So there you go. Talk about the Superhero Showdown, brought to you by Battlecry. So last week, we had Dragon Man versus Triton. What do we get in the mailbag, Ray?
So there was a ton of comments on the showdown, but the first two comments were votes to break the tie from last week, and both votes were for the Gardener. So yes! There you go.
Because I already wrote him down on my chart as him being the winner.
There you go. If you didn't know, if you go to PuzzleWarriors3.com, I have put a bracket up. It's nothing fancy. Don't get excited. But I have put the bracket up so that you can follow along as to the fights and who's going to be fighting who. And I've already marked the Gardner as being one. And if you go there, you should be able to click on anybody's name and be able to pull up the wiki page for them so you can actually get information to who they are. So
what order are these things in?
What order are what things in?
Your bracket.
They're in the order we did them. What do you mean?
I don't think they are.
According to my notes, they are. They're in the order that I wrote them down, which is...
All right. Nope, they are.
Okay.
Just look weird to me. But I don't know.
Other than that, for last week with Dragon Man versus Triton, in the Jonathan Hickman... Here's some comments. In the Jonathan Hickman issues of Fantastic Four, Dragon Man's intelligence was boosted to genius level by Reed, so he'd probably know to get the Triton out of water and tear up his special water suit advantage Dragon Man. Next comment... Yeah?
We just got an Amber Alert.
Okay. Sorry. Do I need to stop because of that?
I don't know. My phone freaked out. Sorry.
mine's probably currently freaking out. Next comment. Dragon Man gets the win using the broken clock twice a day theory. And then we've got the Bandicoot Decagon Dragon Man versus Triton. Outside of the water, Triton would easily die. Dragon Man has wings and doesn't do well underwater. Triton would win by dragging Dragon Man underwater. And this goes on and on and on. It's like a full paragraph. But eventually we get to the point that Triton has a limited time out of the water. Dragon Man would easily identify what needs to be done because he was enhanced by Reed, advantage Dragon Man. Next comment was that he's go.
I thought it was like Valerie Richards who beefed up Dragon Man.
I think you're correct. Somebody else said that as well. I don't know. A couple people said Reed and a couple people said her. So I don't know. The next commenter said that they're sticking with their commitment to the contest by voting, pretending their powers are of no concern, and using what sounds appropriate based on their name and tidbits from the discussion. For this week's match, Triton can cause humidity in the air to coalesce, create rain. My dog is afraid of rain, so Dragon Man looks kind of like a dog and would run from the Titan claims victory. Okay, they're a little bit of a stretch. Definitely have to go with Dragon Man. Super strong, holds his own against the Hulk. Also, I imagine in the water his mobility would be fine. And that's when he was dumb as a post. He was reprogrammed by Valerie Richards to give off... Yeah, okay, yeah, we get it. So... the end all is Dragon Man ends up winning because many people cited his intelligence had been improved. I do want to mention this one. He said when Craig first listed the participants, he heard Drinking Man, not Dragging Man. He pictured Jackie Chan, Drunken Master, and thought that that would be a guaranteed win. But... then the fact that Triton is a inhuman gave flashbacks to the horrible TV show. I had to pause the podcast and curl up in the fetal position. Now I need therapy again. So, Dragon Man. P.S. Doom. I got that a lot this week. So, in any case, Dragon Man was the winner from last time.
All right.
Thank goodness.
All right. So, this week we are back in the Enea Decagon, and we've got Gar versus Hellcat. Who got what? Tell me more.
That's a good question. I don't remember who I got. Ian, are you in any?
I am. I'm ready for this. I had to comment back to someone claiming that our co-producer said that the Inhumans television show was not horrible.
Oh, that show was
terrible.
It
was worse than horrible. It was unwatchable. It was a flaming pile of dung. Let me tell you about Gar.
Okay.
Who is not. He's very confusing, but he is a very potent shapeshifter with very limited mind control. So, as far as I can gather, he's some sort of shape-shifting toad high priest who uses his mind control over a supervillain team known as the Deviants to run that organization and menace people. I think his shape-shifting is probably his greatest strength, along with his photographic memory. I don't know exactly in a physical match what, I mean, I guess he could change his shape to give himself, you know, increased strength, durability, and other such things. So I can't use my mind control unless you're another one of the deviants.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that.
But I will try to change my shape and battle you that way, sword in the stone style.
All right. And you're going up against Hellcat.
Yes, I know nothing about Hellcat. Tell me more.
A.K.A. Patricia Walker. Is this the Hellcat Patricia? Is this related to Jessica Jones? I didn't even do enough research to know.
Yeah, that's be the same person.
Is it? Okay. Patty there Walker. You go. So she...
Oh, Patty Walker is Hellcat?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'm feeling good.
So she's an enhanced human, near superhuman levels of physical prowess, strength, speed, agility. So she also possesses enhanced psionic abilities due to Moon Dragon's mental stimulation.
Ooh.
So the only problem with that is apparently her psionic powers at times acted in ways that she could not predict. So I don't consider that being a, you know, I mean, normally if you have psionic abilities and or mind control, that's a huge advantage. But if you if you can't really control it, it's just mind. It's not mind control. So it's pretty strong, pretty fast. I don't know. I think I attack you, claw your eyes out. That's what Hellcats do, right?
Yeah, maybe. I see. That's why I think I can transform into something that will overwhelm you. Apparently, the key to my psionic ability, and I'd like to think that I could be able to shield myself from yours since I have some. Apparently, I have to know your genetic code in order to mind control you.
Oh, so he's the guy that's behind the 23andMe. He is just collecting everyone's genetic code and then sitting back in his office going, "Excellent, Smithers. I will soon be able to control everyone on the planet." This is the most elaborate plan in all of Marvel. This is brilliant.
It's all Gar.
All Gar all the time.
That's what I got. Yeah. Hellcat versus Gar. There you go.
All right, people, if you've ever heard of these characters, try and tell
final
us who wins.
Final preliminary battle. This is going to decide who goes into the Elite Eight?
16?
No, top 16. We're in a Sweet 16.
Top 16? Wait, I thought we started in the 16.
I don't know. I don't pay attention to what we do.
There's a bracket here in the graphic. Let me look at it.
You're definitely going into 16. There were 32. We had 16 fights. Now we have 8 more fights. And then 4.
You guys are drunk.
No, there are 16 winners. That's the Sweet 16.
Oh, wait. This is only half the bracket. My information was only half a bracket. I was misled by our co-producer.
Anyway, you people, vote now.
Do what you vote now.
Let's move on to the news.
Or a little
sad.
Later in the week, you know, whenever you get a chance.
Yeah.
Just vote.
Vote. All right, let's talk about Galactus. That's always a good time. So that is kicking up.
Is he hungry again?
He is. That'll be starting up tomorrow. Things you can get this time is some Hulk covers, Creepy Bobby, and a Dangerous Doctor's Token, which should, yes, give you David Tennant in some way, but it does not. The Alliance Rewards gives you some Galactus Hunger's Tokens, some three Carols. Carol's nice. And a Dangerous Doctor's Token. In the powered up list in Five Star Land, we got some Doom guy. I think we'll talk about him later. Iron Man Mark 452. I don't know. What is that? 46. Widow, Daredevil, Hawkeye, Old Man Meatbag, and Banner. Wow, that is a whole slew of characters that I never, ever use. All right. Four Star Land, it's Peter Porker, Creepy Bobby, Cho, I Am the Iron Fist, Danny Rand, Defender of Kunlun, blah, 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 blah. X-Force Wolverine, Hulkbuster, meh. And Widow again. I use a couple of those characters. Three Star Land, it's Hulk, Widow, Fist, Daredevil, Patch, Battery, and Hawkeye. So there you go. Everyone loves Galactus Hungers. It's a good time. What's slightly interesting to me about this chart here is that I could have sworn in that video the other day they mentioned that the Fantastic Four was going to be boosted for this.
I didn't watch a video.
For the Galactus Hungers?
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know.
Weren't they in the list you just read?
No.
Mm.
Nope, none of them.
They definitely were not.
Anyway, Galactus Hungers, you play. All right, let's talk about Doom.
Doom.
Let's rain some doom down upon the heads of our doomed enemies.
Yeah,
Doom.
Doom's powers here, and I must say I was surprised by what they do.
Let's talk about it. I have to agree with you there.
Because I was not expecting this set of powers. He is a yellow, black, blue. 10 yellow, Brave New World. Doom rebuilding the world into War World? No, what was it called?
Yeah, I do not remember. If you'd have said War World and not questioned yourself, I'd have been right there with you.
I don't know. Universe Blue Part. He brought it back into Weird Place. It had a special name. I don't remember. That was a long time ago. All right, so for 10 yellow, this heals allies for a burst of health, and God help us, reshuffles the board.
Yes!
This goes up, and at level 5, at level 450, it is healing for a burst of 10,883 health. That's a fair amount of healing, but...
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't expecting that. His black power, fall in favor for 9 black. Drain up to 1 friendly, red, green, and purple AP... to deal 12,211 damage.
Yeah.
Passive. If Doom is downed, all enemy strike, attack, and projectiles are removed. So that's kind of nice. I mean, not you want him to die, right. But...
Right. Doesn't that the damage from the first part of him not going away power go up to like 23,000?
I didn't get there yet.
Oh.
Yes. At level 5, it goes to 23,245.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of damage.
That is a slew of damage.
Yeah.
So that power I like. Like that one. The blue power is Render Unto Doom. Whenever the enemy makes a black or yellow match, steal one of that color and heal Doom for 2,524 health.
That is the power that everybody needs.
Yeah, but you only need it at level 1.
I suppose that's true, because you're just increasing health restore after that.
And it's only doubling up to 4,500. In fact, it's not even doubling.
I mean, you mean three. You only needed it 3 because...
Yes, but... So I'm saying, he is clearly a 5-5-3.
Is he?
Yeah, I don't think that extra 1,500 points of healing is all that great.
Yeah, but it's true healing. Who picks burst healing over true healing? Nobody.
But it heals the whole team.
How about a 4-5-4?
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 4-5-4 it is.
No.
Seems likely.
No. All right, recruiting Dr. Doom, that started today. I spent 25 CP and got somebody dumb. I don't even remember who it was.
I got a Venom.
Yeah, I think that's better than what I got, to be honest with you. Oh, no, I got a Domino. That's what it was.
Yeah, that's not...
You're so full of it.
Yeah.
Venom better than X.
Yeah. I don't think Domino's very good.
I got
good.
A lollipop. I got a candy bar. I got a rock.
Domino's not good.
Compared to Venom? Best character in the game.
I don't know. I've seen the computer use Venom. It wrecks me. Domino shows up, does a ballet across the screen, and a few tokens, you know, a few patches go away and no one notices. I don't know. Anyway, the special legendary store, Dangerous Doctors, 15% chance to get Doom, Strange, or Banner. Additional tokens can be purchased there for 25 CP. There is a Victor Von Doom special vault, 40 item vault, 1 Dangerous Doctor token, 1 bubbles, some 3 stars and under. So that's going down, and Galactus Hungers runs from tomorrow at noon until the 20th at midnight.
It's Battle World, by the way. Thanks to Daywalker for letting us
Battle
know.
World, sure, that's it. Hmm?
And Sluggo said, that's one of those times I want to pull some tokens so that I can get a thing and yell, I got a rock.
Yeah. You know, in Battle World, there's one of the places where you had the X-Men from, like, the X-Men cartoon, X-Men 92 were in the comics. And they were like always at a mall.
Okay.
So there you go. That's Dr. Doom. They said, I was surprised by not 1, but 2 healing powers.
Yeah, yeah. That really struck me. But I don't, it's going to be useful. I mean, a nice
All
healer
I know
would be good.
Is it makes me super more excited for Namor. All right.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be better.
There's no chance.
He's totally going to be better.
No chance.
Better. Anyway, there you go. Doom.
No chance.
This week, it's always sunny in Xandar. Unless somebody's got local news. You got local news? I got nothing. Snowpocalypse?
Yeah, there's snowpocalypse. Come on, that's news.
Varying levels of snowpocalypse.
I believe there was something else, too, but you'll just have to give me a second to find it. So local news said, as it turns out, we mentioned the Happy Valley being trademarked as they're pushing for it. It's way more likely than you made it seem, Craig, because somebody already had it trademarked, someone in State College, and they did not renew it.
I heard that after we did this show.
Okay. So I think they have a good chance of getting that trademarked.
Yeah, but boy, you know, the university will just use it to screw over everyone else.
I'm not exactly sure how, but...
Because they're evil. Penn State will do something to screw this up. They're good at that kind of stuff.
I don't think they're intentionally evil. I think they're just...
Oh, it may not be intentional, but...
Right.
The bureaucracy up there just has evil oozing out of it.
That I'm not going to argue with. local news number two, this is from Prandiac, by the way. Bagel Crust is getting a fourth store, because we need that.
I didn't know it had a first store. I don't know what that means.
They serve bagels.
Right on.
And, like, is that morning...
like Beekman's Bagel Deli?
Is that the one, like, over in front of Ghetto Weiss?
Yeah. Yeah, there's one there. That's the only one I knew that there was. But apparently there are going to be three others. And there are two others right now. And Prandiac says that they appear to specialize in flavorless rainbow bagels. Okay. I don't like bagels, so I got nothing against that comment.
Hey, you don't like bagels?
No, I don't.
What?
What?
I don't like chewing that much.
Yeah, who wants boiled bread?
That's good eating.
I'm fine with you know, bagels. I just don't give them to me.
Bring these gentlemen a fine mush.
local news number three, Rampage Room is coming to the Nittany Mall.
Yeah, you go and smash some stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Like you get to climb up a building Rampage style and punch little people out of it?
No, you get to go out there and pick up a sledgehammer and smash some old TVs or something.
Oh, that's how, man, they're throwing some weird stuff at the mall because it is pointless to go there otherwise.
That's true story. True.
So there you go. There's some local news.
Right. So here's the thing. You talk about rainbow stuff. So I was ordering my wife flowers for her birthday, right? And I'm looking through through selections. And one of the things I could pick from were called unicorn roses. And I'm like, what is a unicorn rose? It is like this crazy psychedelic you're on acid rose. It's got every color of the rainbow on it. It was bizarro.
That leaves me to wonder how much experience you have consuming LSD.
Well, zero.
That's what I thought. Let me tell you a little story about something I've never encountered. Rainbow roses.
I don't know.
I wish. That would have been a real good day.
The movies clearly tell me that everything melts into technicolor rainbows everywhere.
Well, I guess if it's in a movie, it's probably true.
Yeah, that's true. See? Movie never steered you wrong. Anyway, moving on.
Right.
This week, It's Always Sunny in Xandar. The panther turns black.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of never steers you wrong, now that we're back in five-star new character world, I plan on steering you as wrong as I possibly can because I have no idea what he does. I can't even begin to guess, but I can read somewhat.
I can tell you one thing, but that's it. I got one thing.
Okay. He's got black, yellow, and red powers. His black power costs 9 AP. It's called the Panther's Prey. You choose an enemy and create a 3-turn black countdown tile. While the tile's on the board, the chosen character, if the chosen character takes damage, they suffer an extra damage. It's a 5-turn countdown tile, and it's 5,219 extra damage. Woo doggy. That is pretty okay. He's got a passive yellow. It does, whenever you make a yellow match, if you have 11 or more team-up AP, Spend 10 team-up AP and deal an extra damage? Oh, it's a lot of extra damage.
Yeah.
If you're fancy. If you're fancy, you only have to spend 7 of your 11 or more team-up AP, and you deal an extra 26,000 points of damage to the enemy. Just tack that on there at the end. Ooh, he's got another passive. Move or be moved. It's red. If Black Panther takes some damage, negate 50%, and stun him for 2 turns. So let's see what happens when you get fancy. If he takes 6,000 plus damage, negate 60% of it, deal 12,000 in return when you get back from being stunned or invisible.
Yeah, from what I saw, you know, from what I've seen in my experience, that's really his only power. His job is to stand there, let Thanos punch him in the face. You know, he becomes stunned, he becomes unstunned, attacks you for a bunch of damage.
That is exactly right. What I was talking about. That is his one use I use every day. 5-star Thanos, 5-star Black Panther. Thanos, you take down one enemy, Thanos does his thing, stuns everybody. The next wave of fights come, and when Black Panther comes back in, he kills the next person, and Thanos does his thing again. It takes a 6-person wave into a 2-move battle.
Nice. So, in a crazy twist, I'm going to look at the builds, because this has a super interesting, super interesting build. One of the most popular builds for this guy is 505. I don't know what possible advantage that could give you, but that got the lion's share of the votes on the page that gave me the information about this guy. Close behind is 553 and 454. So I think someone's just messing with me, because those are the crappy builds that I would make.
Where did you see the 505? Or did you say zero?
Yes, 505 is listed as one of the more popular builds.
Huh.
I don't understand why you would do such a thing. So you don't end up accidentally using up your team-up AP because it's super valuable for someone?
It's super valuable for Okoye. I guess if you're using him with Okoye, then that would be bad.
Yeah, you're onto something. You're a genius.
Oh, I use Okoye every day.
Yeah, so that's a little bit that I know about Civil War 5-star Black Panther. That's what Sonny and Zand are.
Sweet. Willie, what you got in the mailbag?
Oh, there were so many comments. Thanks, everyone, for commenting, but you really made me work. I'm going to start with the parsing I did with D-Wing's, D-Wing Illinois and his wall of text. First, Mass Singer analysis, kill me. However, he quickly followed it up with, okay, it was worth it to hear Craig complain about other people's clues and for Ian to get bleeped twice.
No way. Episode 2 was even better, even though the person who was revealed was incredibly obvious.
For sure. Also, I went and listened to the show because I was like, I got beeped twice? How'd that happen? And how'd it happen so quickly? I was like, oh, we were talking about Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah.
As soon as they said her name, profanities streaming from my mouth.
That's funny. I didn't remember what was going on, but yeah. Hilarious. Yeah,
that's why.
I know how much you love her.
I completely went, oh, well, yeah, that's acceptable. I mean, I got to bleep it, but that was acceptable.
Right.
Also, last week, Craig went through the entire week's worth of Deadpool characters and didn't give a single nickname. I wasn't sure what was going on.
I don't think I did any this week either.
I wasn't paying attention.
I know. Nobody ever does.
The quote, the comments didn't really help, end quote. 175 episodes in and Ray has now encapsulated the mailbag in one sentence and not even during the mailbag segment. Ian, self-correcting in his gambling reference, well done.
Thanks.
He said, I don't set favorites, I'm happy for what I get. That's weird. That's very strange. But, hey, you do you. And Paperclip still trying to rebuild their public image after that digital clippy from Word earned near unanimous global hate.
Hi, looks like you're trying to write a letter.
Matt Jabroni also said, when Ian started on his paperclip support, I thought for sure we were going to bring up Clippy. And
wow.
We avoided
Sorry.
It.
I didn't realize that was Craig's previous job, was voice work for Clippy.
You guys cost me a lot of money when Office 95 got tanked. I don't know.
Starseed said, my fiance heard the pumped up character section, and she commented in an unkind way, I apologize for her behavior. She asked who he was listening to, and he said, Ian's cool, Ray has a Tesla, Craig is the worst. I'm okay with that summary. Also from Pirandiak, in addition to the local news, football news, FSU fans are pleased with the Clemson win because Alabama is garbage trash. That'll get some people mad.
Hey, yeah, Miss Alabama is one of the contestants on The Bachelor right now. So, you know, that's going.
Really nobody cares about that.
She has really nice dimples.
All right.
This is a zing.
You got it.
She's cute.
New character. Crossbones is a good one. I'll be making him my default request from now on. I actually
Please
went
don't.
As Crossbones to a hero's villains party once upon a time.
Did you then have to explain to every single person you met who you were and why you're relevant? And everyone just got sad and disgusted and walked away and went to go get a cocktail? Oh, I'm out of punch. See you later.
What I gotta say is, he's a character in a Marvel movie. He just wasn't prominent.
Yeah.
So the more important takeaway from that is that he knew enough people who all agreed that they should get together dressed up as either a hero or a villain, drink and socialize.
That sounds pretty good, actually.
Like, Yeah, like, we could have that party, but it would be the three of us and our three wives. It would be a sad party.
I'm not sure my wife can name any superheroes or villains.
Does Harry Potter count?
All right, well, if Harry Potter counts, then you're all right.
All right.
Last thing Piratiac said was the Xandar. It's the Amy Pond Wedding Massacre. Very excellent title mashup. So,
anyway. All right. I'm the champion.
Ot7 said he Googled rankings for Jelly Bellies, and at the top, there were three lists from Paste Magazine, Spoon University, and The Today Show. All three agree that buttered popcorn is the worst of all Jelly Belly flavors.
No way.
That's what it's he says. Good.
As are not reliable sources. They have not tasted the black licorice Jelly Belly jelly bean, because nothing is worse than that.
Oh, I can agree with that, because I hate black licorice with all of my heart and passion.
Yeah, anise is the worst flavor.
That's true.
All right. Say noyer.
Buttered popcorn is dope.
Say noyer soublier said.
What?
Say noyer soublier? It's French. I don't know. I don't remember like what it means.
Is that like a sommelier?
Probably not.
Say my name, sommelier.
Say my name.
Sommelier. Sorry.
There's been a really low amount of singing. I was trying to bring it back.
He said, I love the immediate engagement of Ian in the pre-script start. However, I quickly fast-forwarded through the entire thing because I had zero clue what they were talking about.
It's only the most popular new show on television.
That's what the promos tell me. Except for True Detective. That first episode was dope.
Oh, is it on?
Oh, buddy.
Man, I got to go watch that.
I think it just aired last Sunday. This Sunday.
The first two episodes aired on Sunday. I only got to watch episode one, but it was real good.
I got to watch that.
Yeah.
He also said, glad to see the terrible clapping coordination is back. I approve. It was really bad last week. I edited nothing. Twomp the DJ said, hello, true believers, and welcome to the Jelly Bean Eating Masked Singer Analysis Podcast.
I can be down for that.
Rare event, I agree with Craig. Yes, it's a sad day, but I'm 100% behind getting Mojo in the game, but I'd want Spiral to be playable and not a support.
Ooh, I don't think you're going to get both. Spiral would have to be a support.
Yeah. I had to look it up, but I definitely think support is the where that goes.
Yeah.
And lastly, Doom. Another Doom. Arcane Pozar. Mothergrass's soup is a support. I love you guys. Just kidding. Here's a little more. Oh, he said that is all. There you go. And then he said, just kidding. Cool. Here's a little more. Hope you all had good luck with the Doom Store. I'm only one episode behind now, soon to be two. I did not have luck with the Doom Store. Hoping for better luck here soon. TDJ author said, my suggestion for resolving the Mojo MODOK conundrum, a one round playoff of Superhero Showdown, big headed winner takes all. My first gut reaction for those who I'd want to see next is Super Skrull, but I like the weird lower level characters. Be thankful I didn't choose Jack of Hearts. And he also said, and I just found this amusing, you do know that Imagine That is pronounced like astronaut, right?
Nope, it's Imagine That.
Imagine That.
It's Imagine That and stuff. And that.
KC Hammer mentioned an argument on why Nebula is not too bad, and I'm just going to cut to the chase, then included a very specific instance as to where Nebula can be useful.
Yes.
So instead of going through it and then having Ian going, that's really specific, I'm just going to tell you that's what it is. It's a very specific situation. She can be useful.
No, wait, hold on. If you have exactly 12 AP and your other two characters are down and it's on a Thursday and she's boosted and you're only fighting up against Moonstone, here's how she wins.
All right, it's not that bad.
You've turned me around on that. She does sound like an okay character. What was I thinking?
You got sass anyway. I tried, man. Finally, shout out from Samurai. I thought I did dedicate a little bit of time to what he said. He wanted to send a thank you to his Alliance Best Hybrid. We're recording today on the 16th, which marks his fourth anniversary with the Alliance. Congratulations on even keeping track of that. I have no idea when I joined Alliances, but
got me.
He, He started out as a relative newbie when he joined, just with his two stars just starting on his threes. He had discovered that he could be recruited on the forum, and he went with Hybrid Rainbow. And even though several other alliances immediately tried to recruit him, he stayed with Hybrid. And the funny thing was, the day he joined Hybrid, another alliance tried negative recruiting, actually telling him that Hybrid was about to fall apart and they weren't that good. And as of him writing this, he went back to look, and that other alliance doesn't exist, but Hybrid is still there. So just a shout out to his alliance, and thanks for everything. And I figured I would leave this comment in, since he helps us out so much with the podcast. He's like our assistant producer for the podcast. So
reasonable. Hybrid Rainbow. Craig, is that where you got those flowers for your wife?
Hybrid Rainbow.
I did not buy those, but...
Okay.
So that is all I have. Mailbag is now empty. Thanks, Willie.
All right. You okay there? Because you have to do something now.
I was just in the middle of an excitement yawn. I'm back.
All right. Once again, I'm Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up.
Did you clap?
Yes.
Definitely did.
Oh, that might have been like the best clap ever. I didn't hear him clap, so I can only assume it was so perfectly aligned that they sounded as one clap.
Not in my ears, but...
Oh, sorry, dude. Well, then, brace your sensitive ears, because I'm about to share with
ears.
You some... my freaking ears! I'm going to tell you a few things. Actually, I'm not going to tell you anything useful, because even the three-star list is filled with three stars that I don't know much about.
All right.
I don't know anything about Angel. He's going to be boosted, though. So if for some reason you use him, he'll do more damage, let's say? He probably has a power that does damage.
No one knows what he does. Nobody uses him.
Nope. I thought he was crafted solely to counter Vulture. I don't know if that was him or Archangel, and I don't know the difference between the two. Let's talk about Elektra.
Good call.
Recently reworked Elektra. Does she do the same thing as her four-star counterpart does?
Nearly.
She put out a red damage thing that does a little bit of damage every turn, sidesteps everything. You can use her if you want. Now, if you wanted someone with a bargain red power that'll do a lot more damage, that'll do a couple thousand quick damage, Gamora, boosted, do it. Loki, I don't know how him being boosted helps, but he can shuffle the board.
Yeah, I don't think it helps at all.
I can't think of a one thing that he does that is a... You get some more... a little healthier. He can shuffle the board longer. the Sentry.
That'd be really annoying if, as they get boosted, that animation actually takes longer. It's just shuffle. Like, no!
that would definitely be worth it. And yeah, Sentry's boosted. What a downer of a list.
Yeah, you got Gamora. This week.
Yeah.
That sword attack is nice.
Yeah, that's what I said. That red quick. And then Sentry is not good, but I feel like if he's doing even more damage with his World Rupture and his red power that I can't supernova, you might be able to get some use out of him.
Flynn says tummy cramps are more painful.
Yeah, they are more painful.
Sentry
that'll be good.
Supernova. Sentry supernova in the sky.
In the sky? That was a good jam.
I did. I also enjoyed that song.
Let's talk about four stars, because I have information that I can pass on about them. Thanks to the king of the hybrid rainbows. America Chavez is boosted. I hear good things about her. Mixed reviews, but they're all good. It just means that if you are four star, then her red is awesome. If you are five star, her red is non-awesome, and she's just yellow-green awesome. But so she'll be punching for more damage, and her green will also do more damage. Enjoy. I hear she's great. Someday I'll have her at a usable level, and I will get to enjoy everything that she can do. Big, normal-sized, pokey-fingered Kingpin is boosted. So when you poke people with the finger, he'll do even more damage, and his countdown guys should do more damage. Moon Knight, everybody's favorite. Moon Silver Blades are going to do a lot of damage.
You can pick those up at the Bagel Bite place.
Yes, bagel crust.
Yeah, you can totally get some.
They carry Moon Silver Blades. Yeah. Now that is a superior pastry.
The croissant? Oh, yeah. Those are good.
Mm. And his black will do more damage, so.
His black is awesome.
His black is great. They're both awesome. He's a good character. His purple's confusing, but who cares?
Right.
Because he's just all around good. I got to say, no one can see this, but I have, as it is a infographic, the graphic for him is a combination of Moon Knight in a similar body type and similar pose to Sailor Moon, and it's cracking me up on the inside.
I prefer Sailor Jupiter.
Don't. You would. She's the worst. Absolute worst of the Sailor Scouts. Rocket and Groot, boosted. People love this character. Mm-hmm. He must do some good things. And he pairs well with lots of people that make him super powerful. Oh, his repeater tile doing more damage. His strike tiles will be even bigger. And if his green explodes, everybody dies. Good times. And who else? Oh, Rogue. I remember her.
Sucker.
She does a lot of damage when her green explodes. Should he be even more? Red does damage. Let's see if this is a learning week. Learning. Samurai says, 4-star Rocket and Groot are boosted. If you don't know how to use them appropriately, shame on you. I will give you no advice.
And if you don't have them appropriately covered, good luck.
Yeah, you're boned. You'll get hit with him and Kitty a lot. And then you'll die.
That's all I see in PvP. That's it. Every fight is exactly the same.
I don't know if this is accurate then, but that tells me that there's no reason to nerf anybody ever. Because all nerfing does is create a different team that is just as painful as the person who got nerfed.
Well,
everybody's
top
like,
person. Yeah.
Right. Everybody's like, yes, finally. Or, you know, most people were sad, but people were like, finally, I'll see different people now that we've nerfed Gambit. Nope. Nope, you won't.
Nope, it's just different people.
You will see the best available meta team at the time and no other teams.
Now, that being said, I do see two teams now once I get up in PvP. You've got Thor, Okoye, Jessica, and you've got Kitty and Rocket Groot and whoever else you want to put with the two of them because you only need those two. Normally, Medusa
might as well throw in,
or Gamora.
Can you throw in Gamora?
Yeah.
Because she already pairs well with him? Yeah. Well, there you go. That's listen to me now and believe me later. That's this week's boosted characters.
All right. Number next. Let's go move over to you all right? Rating support corner.
Aha.
There we go.
Ray, what you got?
So this week in in-game support. Hello, everybody.
Hello, Ray.
Hello, Ray.
I forgot to say hello again. This week in-game support. I'm talking about villains. I'm
not saying my name twice.
This is the first Children
That's
of Thanos. I'm going to talk about Proxima Midnight, one of the Children of Thanos. You can equip her to any villain. She has five ranks. She uses all five stars. Rank one, at the start of the turn, 5% chance to create a strength 16 strike tile. It goes up 15% chance for a strength 168. Strike tile. Rank 2, the character's base red match damage is increased by 13, which goes up to 132 at max level. Red match damage, all right. Rank 3, supported character's maximum health increases. Starts at 220, goes up to 2310. At rank 4, start of the battle, there's a 10% chance to gain 3 red AP, which goes up to a 75% chance. Now, I like gaining AP, but I don't like the ones that only take effect at the start of the battle. So, because you only get that chance once. But it goes up to a pretty good chance. And finally, rank 5, powers fired by the character deal additional damage to enemies, starts at 138 and goes up to 1444. So, it boosts your powers. It increases your red match, can give you red, increases your health, and can create strike tiles. So really, any villain who uses red considerably is where Proxima Midnight should go. I don't know where I have her, or if she's even on a character that I have, because I can't track it well. This is where I complain a little bit, that you can't click on a support and tell who it's attached to. But in any case, Proxima Midnight, put her on a villain who does red something. All right, that's all I got.
Proxima Midnight boost black.
What's that?
I said Proxima Midnight should boost black.
Because of the midnight thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. She boosts red.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
She got tangled up in crimson bands of Sidorak.
Ian, you got something?
Word. Hello, everybody. I'm Ian.
Hi, Ian.
So, Craig.
Yes?
I am constantly up on the level portion of my roof trying to fend off attacks from my neighbors, but they are often able to attack me back. Do you have any suggestions as what I could add to my roof to better defend myself?
You need a way to shoot arrows in such a way that they cannot shoot you back.
How about a parapet?
Yeah, one of those.
Ah, all right. So if you have a barrier that's an extension of your wall beyond the edge of your roof, balcony, terrace, walkway, whatever you want to call it, that ultimately provides you protection from things coming up and or across, that's a parapet. You have a lot of parapet choices. If it's something that interests you, you can go embattled, you can go paneled, you could probably go perforated if you want, you could go with the classic plane if you're a traditionalist, you could go crenellated if you want to fire arrows back at people so that they can't fire them back at you.
That's the correct answer.
Those are all good options to support yourself when defending yourself on your level roof at a parapet. This week's out of game support.
You're going to need a porcelain statue.
Thanks as always, Fortify.
That porcelain joke makes me laugh every time.
Okay, clearly.
Yeah. All right, what are we doing? Oh, we're going to open some stuff. OG time.
Tokens even?
Yeah, man, my brain is just all fried today. It's all this extra Novocaine coursing through my head.
Extra?
Well, normally there's none, so okay, this is extra. Sure.
I already accidentally clicked, so I think I'm going first.
All right, well,
do it, Doug.
Okay, I got a 4-star. Yay. It is a completely useless Drax secret weapon. However, I got a bonus Bishop overclocked, so that'll end my complaining there.
That's nice.
Yeah. Nice.
That'll take my Bishop to a 313 and my Drax to a 288.
All right, Ian, you want to go? You want me to go?
I'm going to go. I'll click on this big meaty fist of magic. Get a 4-star. What is that? Oh, Hulkbuster. That's unexpected. And I don't know where that puts him. But I'm going to take a quick moment and treat myself to this God Emperor Doom token. See what happens. Probably going to be another Hulkbuster. No, it's worse. That me. It's Kraven, Wounded Pride. But wait, there's more.
Bonus?
It's a bonus. Nice. It's a punch, everyone. America, soon to be boosted, Chavez.
All right. Now America's worth
totally,
it.
Yeah, that helped to cheer me right up. So now she is a whopping 4-3-2.
Okay.
Kraven exists.
I'm going to grab him by his tie. He won't like that, right?
Do it, Doug. He will not.
He didn't like it so much he gave me a 4-star. Oh!
Yeah.
Elektra Shadow Step.
Oh!
That was unnecessary.
Today was a tough day. The Kingpin's pimp hand is strong today.
That no got bonus? Her up to level 298. No, no bonus for this guy.
Oh, man. I was hoping for 3 bonuses. That would be incredible.
No, because that means that I wouldn't always get the crap end of the stick, which is what always happens.
Always, every time. I'm sure that people listen to this podcast could easily support that. You always
That's
get
right.
the crappiest.
That's correct. Anyway, there you go. Thanks, this guy.
This guy.
This guy.
Ian, who's on the podcast network nowadays?
Oh, my goodness. Unlimited number of people. I don't know. I genuinely don't, but if you would like to investigate on your own, you can head on over to the Soon to Be Named Network, available at soontobenamednetwork.com. It is a podcast network, a group of podcasts that we are aligned with that can help fill your podcast listening needs. You can check direct links at our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com, or a complete archive of current and inactive and past shows that are possibly on hiatus and possibly gone forever at soontobenamednetwork at soontobenamednetwork.com.
All right, anything else for the good of the order?
Negatory, good buddy.
I think I'm good.
Let's go play some Galactus Hungers.
That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. All right, everybody, thanks for joining us here this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com, that's our webpage. Go there, click the banner at the top, buy some stuff at Amazon. Good times for us. You can go to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy some swag there for Martin Luther King Day. That's coming up.
Yeah, quickly.
Yes. If you want to send Craig's wife a birthday present.
It's true.
I hear she likes rainbow roses.
That is not what she got.
And LSD.
She got a different kind of roses, but...
Oh, right on.
Yeah. That's all I got. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, to behold the Sweet 16. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
I feel like there was a 16 candles joke there.
16 candles.
Oh, sexy girlfriend. And you just let it go. Bye, friends.
Candle, make a lovely sight, but not as nice. I don't remember the rest of the words. As your eyes tonight, you're only 16. But you're my teenage dream. That's such a creepy song now that you think about it. You're the prettiest, loveliest girl I have ever seen. I've ever seen. Oh.